hair ties in the Fox FM studio?
They're Eddie Q's. Reader hasn't had a mullet since grade 9.
Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Wasn't really expecting to start my day completely soaked in coffee, but here I am.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I was in our staff lounge making coffee, and when I went to go close the lid for my travel mug, I accidentally knocked it over completely onto myself, actually, more than anything. So, hold on, I'm going to stand up. I don't know if you can see the stains. It's a black shirt.
I can see it, I think, a little bit on your pants.
On my pants, on my shirt.
At least you're wearing black.
Yeah, at least I am wearing a little bit of black, so it is hard to see, but it soaked through more than just my pants. It was very hot for a few minutes. Now it's all very cold.
Yes, and wet undies are never fun.
I was like, should I just tell Reader to cover the station for a bit while I go home and change? But it's coffee. It'll dry out. It's not like, you know, I'm spilling soda all over myself. True. Where it's like full of sugar and sticky and all that kind of gross stuff. But yeah, just going to go through the Fox FM morning show completely soaked in coffee.
It'll dry as the morning goes on.
It will. So we're all good here.
Reader doesn't have a balcony, so he wants to use a smoker inside.
Just letting the landlord know.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Manitoba RCMP have been warning people about grandparent scams as, apparently just since the beginning of this year, there's been about 13 cases in southern Manitoba leading to a rough loss of roughly $70,000.
Yeah, that's not good. Of course, the grandparent scam, that's been something that kind of has been going around in cycles. Yep. Where it often involves, you know, someone posing as a grandchild getting in touch with an elderly person and saying that they're in trouble of some sort and need help to deal with the issue. In one case, an elderly woman gave thousands of dollars to a fraud artist who told her he needed the money to help her grandson after a car crash.
This is the crazy part, though. Usually a lot of scams involve something like, oh, get like $500 of iTunes gift cards, etc., right? And just give them the code over the phone. But no, this lady was instructed to take out cash from a bank and had some dude actually pick up the money. And she gave him direct cash, which is even crazier than I've thought, because again, most of the scams I've heard about usually require getting digital gift cards because the scammers don't want a physical recognition of some sort, you know? They want to remain anonymous through the internet.
Yeah, whereas something like this, it would be more something that would deal with cash. But in any event, it's very important to make sure that you kind of cover all the angles.
Absolutely.
And do your research before you hand over anything.
Scams
are... Make sure it is legit.
They are getting a little more believable here and there. Sometimes I feel like I might eventually fall victim into that. Be as vigilant as you can, pretty much.
And the crooks are getting more brazen, too. They have no shame, and they will do whatever they can to get your money. So it's very important to protect yourself.
Luckily for me, I don't have any money for scammers to get money from. Good luck trying to take money after an overdraft fee.
When it comes to early mornings,
Fox FM's Eddie Q is not a fan. Fox FM.
While I'm still soaked in coffee, we're going to chat a little bit about it more because everybody has different coffee machines at home. I have a percolator. Some people might have a traditional brewing machine. Some people might even have a Keurig machine.
Yeah, I've got just a little classic cheap coffee pot at home that basically only gets used when my parents or family come to visit because I don't drink coffee.
That's right.
But a lot of people have Keurig machines and they're working on something to, be environmentally friendly. Apparently, they're working on compostable coffee pods.
Yeah, they're called K-Rounds, and the pods itself are made using roasted coffee beans, which are then ground, pressed into a cake, and then wrapped into a plant-based coating, which is really cool, actually. So pretty much, it uses up everything when you're making the coffee.
Yeah. Of course, they're going with a new Keurig machine that they're working on right now, of course.
Called the Keurig Alta. I don't think it's out yet. I know, like, all the Keurigs right now, they're like the 2.0s. If I do recall correctly, all the pods are made for the 2.0s. This one is made only for the new Alta, though. So it is coming out sometime in the future. I don't know exactly when.
Yeah, and apparently with this new machine, the like the plastic K-cups that are being used now will work in the new machine.
The old
but
pods.
These new K-rounds are not to be used with the current Keurig machines.
It's like, you know, you want to play a new video game, but it's, you know, you only have a PlayStation 3. You need to upgrade to the PlayStation 4 or 5 to play the new game instead. It's like that with the Keurig machine.
Yeah. The neat thing about these K-rounds, though, apparently they're going to come in different sizes to make specific coffee beverages, whether it's hot or cold, just like the current pods do, but they'll have a code on them that the Alta brewer can read to determine the pressure and extraction method
that's
needed
neat.
For each individual beverage.
Ooh, sounds like if it's using like pressure and extraction method, all that fancy terminology, sounds like it could also make like espressos straight from a Keurig machine.
Haven't I would
really
think
heard
so.
Of that. So very cool. I might have to save up some money to get that new Keurig Alta for when it drops.
Fox FM's Reader has 5 nieces and a nephew.
Uncle time is the best time.
More hits, more favorites.
Coming up in just over a week, about over a week from now, the Yorkton 4-H Spring Steer and Heifer Show. It's going to be April 4th through 6th.
Yes, it is a sure sign of spring. It is back for another year. 4-H members from across Saskatchewan and Manitoba will be taking part in a 3-day event. It includes a judging competition, showmanship, youth jackpot, heifer and steer show, and more. These young people put an amazing amount of work into their cattle, and they take a lot of pride in what they do, and this is a great opportunity for them to show off that hard work.
So if you want to take place in the largest show for 4-H beef in Saskatchewan, there is a deadline. Actually, the deadline is this Friday, March 22nd. Now, the entries will be limited to 250 steers and heifers, and it is on a first-come basis, but it doesn't hurt to apply anyways in case there is still some room.
Yes, indeed, and you can find the entry forms at yorktonexhibition.com under the events tab, and you can find the download with the entry forms and the complete Spring Steer and Heifer Show package. It's all there in a downloadable PDF that you can fill out and get your entries in.
Yep. Again, it's happening 4th through the 6th of April, but the deadline to get entered is this Friday.
Reader's teaching Eddie about classic cinema. First assignment,
Spaceballs and the Naked Gun.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So that's Say It Ain't So by Weezer off of their debut self-titled Blue album. And that came out in 1994, 30 years, and they're celebrating, Weezer celebrating 30 years of it.
Yeah, they are going on tour, the Voyage to the Blue Planet tour. They're going to be going across North America and into the UK. A couple of Canadian dates, I believe September 8th, they're going to be playing Toronto, and then on October 5th, they're playing Vancouver. Those are the only Canadian dates on their tour.
Yeah, but it'd be pretty cool to score yourself some tickets and check them out because they're going to be playing the Blue album in full.
Yeah.
And they're teaming up with a couple of other bands, the Flaming Lips and Dinosaur Jr. I'm not too familiar with them, but I, of course, know Weezer. And
yeah.
Their Blue album is, I think, one of their most popular albums ever.
Wayne Coyne and the Flaming Lips. And the only bit I know about Dinosaur Jr., years ago, there was a Kiss tribute album that came out and they played a track on it.
But that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, about the only thing I can think of.
So if you want to go and check them out in Toronto and Vancouver, you can buy yourself some tickets. BlueVoyage2024.com. So I know that we're 2-3 months actually into 2024, but it's crazy to think that there's a lot of movies that are already turning 20 years old. You found an article that describes a few movies.
Yes, and these are some, I guess you could kind of maybe call them modern classics.
I would like to say so.
The original Anchorman. That's Legend weird. Of Ron Burgundy came out in 2004.
I refuse to believe that movie came out in 2004 because I swear I've seen it when I was a teenager. I was 8 years old in 2004.
Oh my gosh. Some other ones that came out back in 2004, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. That's the
good movie.
The third Harry Potter movie, I believe.
That's crazy to think. Yeah, I think it is the third movie. You might be right.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls does feel very 2004.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense is Napoleon Dynamite. I swear I thought that movie was like in the the early 90s, you know?
Oh my gosh. I think maybe it's because it feels like it's set in that late 80s, early 90s kind of time, maybe?
Maybe you're right on that because there's no way this movie came out in 2004. It feels a lot older than that.
Remember John Heder? Whatever happened to him?
I don't even know.
Other than the Benchwarmers and Blades of Glory, I don't know that I've seen him in much else.
I forgot about those other movies. Spider-Man 2 came out in 2004.
Still probably my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Of all time. Tobey Maguire was... Mwah.
Alfred Molina was fantastic as Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
It was so good. Oh, I'm a zombie guy and one of my favorites ever. Shaun of the Dead came out in 2004.
I watched that movie a few years ago, actually, for the first time. Oh, loved it.
So good.
I haven't even seen Dawn of the Dead, but I saw Shaun of the Dead. Great movie.
Awesome.
It's just crazy to think about all these movies that came out 20 years ago.
And realize how fast time flies.
I know. That is so strange. Anchorman, I still don't believe.
Daft Punk. I'm up all night to get lucky. The Black Keys. Outkast. The White Stripes. Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader are just like those famous duos, but without the musical talent.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Fox FM giving you a reminder that actually starting tomorrow is the Fox FM Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auction.
That's right. It is a fantastic opportunity to get some unreal deals on a lot of really cool different items, whether it's something that you're looking for your home to spruce up your home, or maybe you want to build the backyard of your dreams.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auction gives you tons of different things to bid on, like home renovations and appliances, gardening, tools, things for your garages or your car, and more.
Yes, and it's all to be found at harvardmediaauctions.com is where you will do your bidding, and you have to make sure that you are registered in so you can get bidding away.
Yeah, March 21st to the 28th, so you still have one day left to get yourself registered. And again, these are products and services all over Saskatchewan and Alberta, both of our provinces here, both of these provinces. So if you have, you know, friends around here, family around here, want to treat yourself, maybe you have somebody out in Alberta,
send them a gift.
Yeah, exactly. You can send them a gift, and it's a really cool thing. Again, you can go and get registered at harvardmediaauctions.com. If you head over to our website, you can also click on the link as well.
You can tell Reader really loves The Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh, yeah! More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We are safe from bed bugs. Technically. According to Orkin, which is a pest control company, they listed their top 25 bedbug cities in Canada.
And we didn't make that list. You know, sometimes we say, why are we on that list? This is one list we don't want to be on.
Yeah, this is one we're happy to not make it on that list. In terms of closest areas that did, Saskatoon came at the bottom of the list at number 25, and then Winnipeg came in at 7th. But unsurprisingly, most of them are in Ontario, with number 1 being Toronto.
Yes, Sudbury was number 2, Oshawa at number 3, Hamilton at 4, Ottawa was number 5, Vancouver at 6, Winnipeg at 7, St. John's at 8, Sault Ste. Marie at 9, and Scarborough, which is a Toronto suburb, rounded out the top 10.
Parkland region? Not on that list, baby. We're good with those bed bugs. And you know what? I am totally happy. I have not had to deal with them because I know it is a pain to get rid of them.
Yep.
So congratulations. We didn't make it on that list. If you start feeling itchy randomly because we're talking about bed bugs, I do apologize in advance.
Eddie's a coffee connoisseur, while Reader doesn't touch the stuff.
More coffee for Eddie.
Fox FM.
Found out that today would have been Chester Bennington's 48th birthday. Lead singer of Linkin Park. Unfortunately, he did pass away back in 2017. So I ended up actually doing a whole write-up on, you know, who he is and some of my favorite Linkin Park songs. And I forgot just how big of a Linkin Park fan I was, because I was just like scrolling down through all of their discography, and there's like 10 of them that were like my favorites. So that includes In the End, Numb, What I've Done, Bleed It Out, Crawling, Breaking the Habit, Faint, Castle of Glass, Lost in the Echo, and The Catalyst. So that's you can find the whole list at foxfmonline.ca. It's right on the latest. It's a blog that I wrote. I also did post on social media, and I was asking, you know, what is your favorite Linkin Park song or some of your favorites? And we had actually a couple of answers already, including What I've Done, Somewhere I Belong as well. There's some really good ones out there. So go ahead and drop your comment down below on our Facebook page at MoreFoxFM or on X as well.
Reader's got a new line of multivitamins. Get them in steak, rib, chicken, and pulled pork. Gold.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q on Fox FM. Wrapping it up today here. I'm about to head out, but I am thankful that we are halfway through the week now, because coming up on Friday, just a couple days away, we are getting lunch here at the station thanks to Boston Pizza in Yorkton. They provided us lunch a couple weeks ago, and they brought us some fantastic pizza. I think my favorite was barbecue chicken. They also had this one. It had like pineapple bacon. Had like some, I think it was like honey. It was really, really good. Really, really good, actually. Anyways, they can help you out for all of your lunch needs, your staff lunch needs, catering as well. They can help you out with anything like that. So make sure to check them out, hit them up. Also, they have Fishbowl Fridays. Just saying. It's a couple days away from now. If you want to learn more, go to foxfmonline.ca.
Eddie Q is glad to have Reader in the mornings. He can reach for the tall stuff that Eddie can't.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.